Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
And Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Quarter to 10 here on this Friday evening. It's JJ After Dark, Janice Yastrzemski. We're right here on The Fan. And look, there's a whole lot of excitement in the air. Baseball is back. The NBA is getting their scrimmages up and running, but the NHL will be taking their talents north of the border, and they're going to hit the ground running with qualifying series, and it will have very much a local flavor, a little bit of a local twang with the Rangers and the Islanders involved. So to help us capitalize, set a stage for the postseason, but to give us some handicapping insights on what's going on with some of these series, I'm welcoming in one of my longtime friends. I have not seen him. I have not heard from him in a while, so it's going to be good to hear his voice to talk some hockey from Sports Grid. He's doing great work over there. The Isle Seat Pod, we know he's doing great work and has been for years. The voice of the Isle Fan, my good friend, Mike Carver. Carver, hi. How we doing, brother?
What's up, JJ? How's it going, buddy?
Mike, always good hearing that voice, and I know you got to be fired up. And I know now over at Sports Grid, you're now a man of many talents. Has it been, like, invigorating to come into work these last few days and know that you got live action on the screen like I'm watching the Twins and the White Sox right now? How freaking are you?
It's so much fun, JJ, because one of the best things is, you know me, I love in-game. Like, I love in-game betting. So I'm not a guy that, you know, I'll obviously place a couple bets before the game starts, but I like getting involved while the game is happening. And that's one thing that we do over there. We got the in-game live show, which is fun, and with Scotty. So we have a blast betting during the game, and it gives you that juice, JJ, because we've been missing it for 4 months, haven't we? It's been really hard to not have games on while we're doing the show, and now to have afternoon baseball and things like that. It's just NBA next week, NHL. You got to have it, JJ.
Oh, it's wonderful. And Mike, I know hockey is your bread and butter. What I love about the hockey, and it's because of the way they've set up these two bubbles, Mike, we're going to have games around the clock. It's not like the normal NHL postseason where you'll have a game on at 7 o'clock, you'll have a bunch of games on at 9:30 and 10 o'clock. I mean, you're going to have games basically going from high noon until about 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, this qualifying round is going to be wild because you just look at the first day, which is next Saturday, August the 1st. You start at noon. That's going to be the Ranger-Hurricane game. And you are going to have hockey until the last game starts at about 10:15. That is the Winnipeg-Calgary game. So that game will end, somewhere around 1:30 in the morning East Coast time. You're looking at a good 13 or 14 straight hours of hockey starting next Saturday. I cannot wait.
All right, let's get to some odds for these qualifying rounds. Let's start with the Rangers. They get into the playoffs. They obviously played really, really well down the stretch. They have the goaltender question they got to answer. But they match up really well with Carolina. They've played really well against Carolina. Yet I see them plus money. Mike, why are they plus money in this series?
Yeah, you know, they're plus money, JJ, basically because Carolina is overall a better team than them. I mean, they are. The Rangers obviously played extremely well down the stretch. They have young players. They have Artemi Panarin, who is a finalist for the Hart Trophy. They are a really good squad, and they were getting there. But they look at this Carolina team, which went to the Eastern Conference Finals a year ago, so they're a little playoff tested. And even though the Rangers swept them in the four regular season games, which is what everybody is going to bang the drum about for the next week when you talk about this Ranger-Hurricane series. Well, they swept them this year. I think you know, JJ. Now, this is a different situation. This is not your normal NHL playoffs with the four-month break. You have no idea how these teams are going to come out. But in a normal playoff situation, you know that the regular season does not mean anything. I think the Rangers have an advantage in goal. I think that the Rangers obviously have an advantage when Panarin is on the ice. But when you roll all four lines, and now Carolina having some healthy defensemen, that's why Carolina is going to be the favorite in this series, JJ.
Okay, for the Rangers, in net, is it Igor or they go to Old Reliable? You think Hank gets a shot?
Man, it is so intriguing. It really is. There's a part of me that thinks they're going to give Hank a crack here. I feel like they're going to give him one last chance, to have that moment. If it was me, I would play Shesterkin. I'd play the kid if it was me, because I just
because I think it's your future number one.
Yeah.
And number two, he's been a better goaltender this year. So,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know Hank has all this success against Carolina. That's all well and good. Mike, he's not going to be on a team next year.
That's the thing. And I like giving this kid the playoff-type experience that you're going to get in this qualifying round and possibly beyond if you beat the Hurricanes. So I would go with the kid, but I've got a feeling that Quinn might give Hank a shot. And now listen, you know it's very easy, JJ, and a lot of teams are going to do this. One thing you have to watch in this qualifying round, there are a lot of teams that have goalie question marks. They have two guys that they could possibly play. The Rangers are one of those teams, and you have to look at who plays in game one, because if they don't play well, more than half of these teams in the qualifying round have capable enough goaltending that they will switch and flop and go to the other guy in game two, and that's a scenario the Rangers could do. They could give Hank a shot in game one, and if he has a bad game, then you go to the kid. I understand you're now down 1-0, but if he's that good and the rest of your team is, he'll get you out of that hole.
So if you had to play Rangers-Carolina, you're playing the Rangers.
I got to tell you, there's actually a bet that I would play on this, and there's a couple of places where you can get it. I like the series to go five games. So you can get the series to go five at like plus 150, and that's where I'm looking. You know, I think that this is a five-game series. I just do. I think this thing goes the distance. If I had to lean one side or the other, I probably lean Hurricanes.
Okay.
I do. I think the Hurricanes are going to win the series, but I like it going five games.
We got my buddy Mike Carver, Sports Grid, Isle Seat Pod. We got hockey starting next Saturday, so might as well jump right into these postseason odds, and that's what we're doing. All right, Mikey, let's get to your team, the Islanders. They're taking on the Florida Panthers, and I guess the question everybody around the Islanders is trying to figure out, what Islander team is going to show up? Is it the team we saw that played, you know, guns a-blazing earlier in the year? Is it the team that couldn't put the puck in the net when I was making the hit when you were doing your show for the aisle seat, which feels like another lifetime ago in February? Odds on this series, Mike, what is your initial reaction?
Yeah, the Islanders are a slight favorite, and they probably should be. I think that when you look at the Islanders' season, JJ, and the first half, I mean, they had a 17-game unbeaten streak, which, of course, took them from early October into mid-November. And what was the key thing there? They were healthy. And when they were slumping and playing miserable in March and late February, what was the key thing? They were really injured. They were banged up. And now they're going to get Adam Pellick back, who they never thought they were going to have for the playoffs. They're going to get Casey Cizikas back, Johnny Boychuk, you know, a couple of other guys. So now you have a fully healthy Islander team. Now, to be fair, JJ, everybody is healthy. So when you're going to hear this stuff, everybody is coming back with all their guys. The Penguins are going to have Gensel. The Blue Jackets are going to have Seth Jones. Everybody's coming back healthy. But the Islanders had some key pieces out. Here's the key to the Florida series. It's like last year against the Penguins, JJ. They have one line that's very powerful. Alex Barkov would be a star in this league. You'd hear a lot more about him if he didn't play for the Florida Panthers. The same thing goes for Jonathan Huberdeau. These guys can put the puck in the net. But if the Islanders can neutralize that top line, JJ, I think that they can definitely control this series because the depth for Florida isn't as good. Now, Sergei Bobrovsky was their big free agent pickup. He did not have a good regular season, but now that the money's on the table and it's playoff time, we'll see if Bobrovsky can get it done for the Panthers. I lean Isles here, JJ, because they are healthy, and I saw what they did against the Penguins in the first round, the same team. I'm not as strong on the goaltending, I'll give you that. I don't think that Varlamov and Grice are as good as Robin Leonard was for them last year, but I still think they get through this series.
Okay, Mike, now when you look at the Eastern Conference, we take the Rangers series out of it, we take the Islanders series out of it. Which is the most intriguing of these series to you, and which one has, like, caught your eye immediately?
Yeah, you know, the other two Eastern Conference series, out of all the qualifiers, I feel like the Penguin-Canadian one is obviously the most chalky. It's really hard to bet against the Pittsburgh Penguins in that series. Because, listen, Montreal stinks. Out of the 24 teams that are in this thing, they're the one that does not deserve to be there. But do I think they could take a game off of the Penguins? Maybe. I'm actually playing the Penguins to win in four, JJ, because you're getting Penguins to win in four at plus 260.
Whereas I like that. You're getting them at plus 260 to win that in four, huh?
Yep. You get the Penguins to win in four at plus 260, but if you bet them to win the series, you know, just straight, it's minus 205. So why not just think, I don't think they're going to sweep them, and I don't think that Montreal can force five games with them. them. So I'm going to take a chance and say, I think Montreal gets one game and the Penguins win in four. Give me that plus money.
Plus money, Penguins. Now, out west, and I saw this on Twitter earlier, which always can be the kiss of death, if Paul Rosenberg is involved, the Blackhawks and the Edmonton Oilers. He seems to be, what, all over Edmonton? So my gut would tell me, Mike, that I got to be running the other way.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. And Edmonton obviously has so much firepower, and they have two of the best players on the planet, probably the best player on the planet and maybe the third best player on the planet, because they have Connor McDavid and they have Leon Draisaitl. Now, Edmonton is a team like Pittsburgh who had a great regular season, and they're the two teams, JJ, that kind of got screwed that they got to play this qualifying round. But then I got to look at the Blackhawk team. Now, the Blackhawks were not very good this year. They had their moments. Here's what the Blackhawks have. They have still some guys hanging around who have won some cups. Now, Patrick Kane is still very good. Jonathan Toews, not as good as he was when they won cups. Duncan Keith, not as good as they were when they won cups. Corey Crawford has not practiced, and that's going to be a problem. If they don't have Corey Crawford, do not go anywhere near the Chicago Blackhawks in this series. But if he does play, JJ, there is a part of me that says, I don't mind taking a shot in a five-game series with the Blackhawks at plus 134. Now, if this was a seven-game series, I would never do it. But because it's a shorter series, I could see that Stanley Cup experience of Kane and Toews and Corey Crawford finding a way to beat Edmonton, who has none. These guys have done nothing in the playoffs. Even McDavid, even Draisaitl, they haven't gotten it done yet. I don't like their goaltending. I think it stinks. So I would take a shot with the Blackhawks, but only if Crawford is playing.
All right, Mike, now as we dig deeper, value play to win the Eastern Conference, value play to win the Western Conference. Doesn't even have to be crazy odds, but, I mean, now we got these additional postseason, you know, games and whatnot. So who do you like as, you know, a team that I can maybe get behind, like I have in the past with the Vegas Golden Knights,
yeah,
like I have with your Islanders? Who should be the team I'm thinking maybe two or three rounds down the road with?
Here's the problem with this right now, is that things are going to get jumbled when these qualifying rounds are over. I like to know the entire tree, JJ, before I want to invest in somebody. So even if I take one of these teams in the qualifying round, I don't know yet who they're going to play, because they're going to play this round robin with the top four seeds. Boston has been so good this year, right? They've had an outstanding regular season, President's Trophy winners. They could play bad for three games against Tampa, Philly, and Washington. They could be the four seed, JJ, and end up playing the Penguins in the first round. I mean, honestly, that's a tough break for the Bruins. So if I'm looking at, you want some deep value here, who I think can get out of the qualifying round and maybe make some noise. You know, in the Western Conference, if the matchups are right, I wouldn't mind splashing the Winnipeg Jets at 25-1 because they've got some healthy defensemen now, and Connor Hellebuck has been outstanding. He's probably going to win the Vezina. Wouldn't mind doing that. You know, Vancouver is a team that's very young. I'm not quite ready to see them make that jump. In the West, JJ, I think it's Vegas and St. Louis. You know, if you wanted to load, you know, take a shot with Vegas and St. Louis right now to win the Cup or win the Western Conference, I know the odds aren't as good as some of the long shots, but that's a sound play. I think those are the two best teams head and shoulders in the West. The East is wide open. I mean, wide open. If you wanted to take Carolina at 20-1 or the Islanders at 20-1, even the Rangers at 21, if you wanted to take some shots with those big teams, unfortunately they got to win an extra round than the teams in the round robin. But I think anybody in the East, especially if the matchups are right, can get to the Stanley Cup Finals in this type of a scenario. Penguins at 9-1 is pretty juicy too, JJ.
Mike, final one before we get you out of here. I know you threw in a bunch of baseball totals. Is there one that was like your favorite amongst any of the others on the world-famous Sheet of Integrity?
There was one that was the top that I played more than any of the others, and that was the Baltimore Orioles under 20.5. JJ, you tell me, how are the Orioles going to win 21 or 22 games when they have 10 with the Yankees, 10 with the Rays, 10 with the Sox, 10 with the Jays? They got to play the Braves, the Phillies, the Nationals, the Mets. Where are the Orioles getting to 21 wins, JJ? Where?
I can't find it. And, Mike, you must have been loving seeing the Red Sox give it to them first game right out of the gate. The immortal Tommy Malone on the mound for the Orioles. My goodness.
One down, 59 to go, baby.
Hey, it's funny. You're all over the Orioles. Red's over for me. But, Mike, tremendous stuff as always. Keep up the good work. We will catch up again later on in the postseason to try to reassess where we are after the qualifying round. And listen, the Beaks are alive, my brother. The Beaks are alive.
What amazing that August has become usually August, JJ. We're doing nothing but just looking at the baseball, dead baseball season. Now we've got everything happening in August. I love it.
Amen to that. Mikey, stay safe. All the best, all right?
Be good, JJ.
They have it. Good stuff there from Mike Carver doing some hockey stuff, Sports Grid, giving you the Hurricanes, which the Rangers fan are not going to like, but thinks that series goes five and likes his Islanders at least to advance in round one. 877-337-6666. We got a lot more opening day reaction to get to. It was a terrific one on Friday for the Mets. It was a damn good one on Thursday for the New York Yankees. Got a lot more of your calls at 877-337-6666. It's 10:01. It's update time. Here's Kevin Dexter.